1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 days. And as many times he came out of the house, and Clarice was there somewhere in the world. Once he saw her shaking a walnut tree. Once he saw her sitting on the lawn knitting a blue sweater. 3 or 4 times he found a bouquet of late flowers on his porch, or a handful of chestnuts in a little sack, or some autumn leaves neatly pinned to a sheet of white paper and thumbtacked to his door. Every day Clarice walked him to the corner. One day it was raining, the next it was clear. The day after that the wind blew strong, and the day after that it was mild and calm. And the day after that calm day was a day like the furnace of summer, and Clarice, with her face all sunburnt, by late afternoon. "Why is it," he said one time at the subway entrance, "I feel I've known you so many years?" "Because I like you," she said, "and I don't want anything from you, and because we know each other. You make me feel very old and very much like a father." "Now you explain," she said, "why you haven't any daughters like me, if you love children so much." "I don't know." "You're joking." "I mean," he stopped and shook his head, "well, my wife, she just never wanted any children at all." The girl stopped smiling. "I'm sorry. I really thought you were having fun at my expense. I'm a fool." "No, no," he said. It was a good question. It's been a long time since anyone cared enough to ask. A good question. Let's talk about something else. Have you ever smelled old leaves? Don't they smell like cinnamon? Here, smell." "Why, yes, it is like cinnamon, in a way." She looked at him with her clear, dark eyes. "You always seem shocked." "It just, I haven't had time. Did you look at the stretched-out billboards like I told you?" "I think so. Yes." He had to laugh. "Your laugh sounds much nicer than it did." "Does it?" "Much more relaxed." He felt at ease and comfortable. "Why aren't you in school? I see you every day wandering around." "Oh, they don't miss me," she said. I'm antisocial, they say. I don't mix. It's so strange. I'm very social indeed. It all depends on what you mean by social, doesn't it? Social to me means talking to you about things like this." She rattled some chestnuts that had fallen off the tree in the front yard. "Or talking about how strange the world is. Being with people is nice, but I don't think it's social to get a bunch of people together and then not let them talk, do you? An hour of TV class, an hour of basketball or baseball or running, and another hour of transcription history or painting pictures and more sports. But, you know, we never ask questions, or at least most don't. They just run the answers at you, bing, 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 and us sitting there for 4 more hours of film teacher. That's not social to me at all. It's a lot of funnels and a lot of water poured down the spout and out the bottom, and them telling us it's wine when it's not. They run us so ragged by the end of the day we can't do anything but go to bed or head for a fun park to bully people around, break window panes in the window smasher place or wreck cars in the car wrecker place with a big steel ball or go out of the cars and race on the streets trying to see how close you can get to the lamppost playing chicken and knock hubcaps. I guess I'm everything they say I am, all right. I haven't any friends. That's supposed to prove I'm abnormal. But everyone I know is either shouting or dancing around like wild or beating up on one another. Do you notice how people hurt each other nowadays?" "You sound so very old." "Sometimes I'm ancient. I'm afraid of children my own age. They kill each other. Did it always used to be this way?" "My uncle says no. Six of my friends have been shot in the last year alone. 10 of them died in car wrecks. I'm afraid of them, and they don't like me because I'm afraid. My uncle says his grandfather remembered when children didn't kill each other. But that was a long time ago, when they had things different. They believed in responsibility, my uncle says. Do you know, I'm responsible. I was spanked when I needed it years ago, and I do all the shopping and house cleaning by hand. But most of all, she said, I like to watch people. Sometimes I ride the subway all day and look at them and listen to them. I just want to figure out who they are and what they want and where they're going. Sometimes I even go to the fun parks and ride in the jet cars when they race on the edge of town at midnight, and the police don't care as long as they're insured. As long as everyone has 10,000 insurance, everyone's happy. Sometimes I sneak around and listen in subways, or I listen at soda fountains, and do you know what?
What?
People don't talk about anything.
Oh, they must.
No, not anything. They name a lot of cars or clothes or swimming pools mostly and say how swell, but they all say the same things and nobody says anything different from anyone else. And most of the time in the caves, they have the joke boxes on and the same jokes most of the time, or the musical wall lit and all the colored patterns running up and down, but it's only color and all abstract. And at the museums, have you ever been? All abstract. That's all there is now. My uncle says it was different once. A long time back, sometimes pictures said things or even showed people.
Your uncle
must be a remarkable man. He is. Oh, he certainly is. Well, I got to be going. Goodbye, Mr. Montag. Goodbye. Goodbye.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 days, the firehouse. Montag, you shin that pole like a bird up a tree. 3rd day. Montag, I see you came in the back door this time.
The hound bother you?
No.
4th day.
Montag, a funny thing. Heard tell this morning. Firemen in Seattle purposely set a mechanical hound to his own chemical complex and let it loose. What kind of suicide would you call that?
5, 6, 7 days.
And then Clarice was gone. He didn't know what there was about the afternoon, but it was not seeing her somewhere in the world. The lawn was empty, the trees empty, the street empty. And while at first he did not even know he missed her or was even looking for her, the fact was that by the time he reached the subway, there were vague stirrings of disease in him. Something was the matter. His routine had been disturbed. A simple routine, true, established in a short few days, and yet he almost turned back to make the walk again, to give her time to appear. He was certain if he tried the same route, everything would work out fine, but it was late, and the arrival of his train put a stop to his plan.